Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 12th of October, 2017. All the best technology news will get you caught up on what happened over the past 48 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, Amazon's got a new Kindle for us, and for the first time, and I don't know what took so long, it's waterproof. Called the Kindle Oasis, it's actually the first Kindle to come along in 18 months after its first unveiling. This one, however, though, has got a lot of nice new features and upgrades. Now, it's only 3.4 millimeters thick, and has that refreshed Kindle Oasis Sports 7-inch display. Yes, you heard me right, 7 inches. That means it's 1 inch larger than the other one. Another thing that's outstanding is the battery life. Before, on the original Oasis, we got about 2 weeks of power. This thing's going to give us 6 weeks without having to plug it in. That's pretty cool. Other things we're seeing, of course, is a new nice design feature. Got a nice metal back on the thing now. It doesn't feel so plasticky. Kind of looks like a miniature iPad, I have to say. Pricing, not cheap, but not super expensive either. $250 for the 8-gig model. For $30 more, you might as well go with the 32-gigabyte model. It's $280. And if cellular connectivity is very important to you, they're going to have a $350 model coming very soon. Another week, another Apple update. These things are starting to become routine. Yes, Apple has now released 11.0.3 for iOS. And guess what this week's update addresses? You guessed it, bugs. Yes, apparently a whole bunch of bugs and issues that's been discovered since the last release of 11.0.2. That's how many bugs that this new operating system has. Jeez. Now, apparently this will fix issues where audio and haptic feedback would not work on some iPhone 7 and 7 Plus devices. It also addresses an issue where touch input was unresponsive on some iPhone 6 displays. Yeah, not a good thing to have. Now, of course, just like you did last week, the update process is exactly the same. Go to Settings, go to General, Software Update, and off you go. And maybe say a little prayer while it updates. Months ago, Roku promised us some free stuff with an app that's on their service. Well, finally, we get that free stuff. Now, those of you missed it, yes, in September, Roku said they would be launching a channel that would feature free movies and TV shows. And even though some Roku users get a little taste of the service or new app, it wasn't rolled out to everybody, that is, until of yesterday. So what kind of free stuff are we going to get on the Roku app? Well, apparently they've licensed content from MGM, Paramount, Sony Pictures Entertainment, and Warner Brothers. And you got to be thinking, really? From those studios and it's free? Yeah, there's got to be a catch. There is. Don't expect the new releases of current shows on the channel, of course, and also expect probably some advertising, even though we haven't seen that yet. But if you need to get caught up on old movies, say Mission Impossible 3 or Beauty Shop or Zookeeper, heck, you can have a whole weekend of fun with your new Roku channel app. Finally, you know those cheaper Google Minis that we just seen, you know, Google Home Mini? Thinking, yeah, that's a pretty good deal. I pick up a few of those. There may be a reason why that was such a good deal. Because those little Minis, yeah, they're recording everything you're saying. Yes, according to the folks over there at Android Police, some of the staff over there have had a Google Mini for a little bit now, and then they realized, wait a minute, this thing's recording everything I do. Apparently, they found out that the unit was waking up about 1,000 times a day, then sending all those recordings off to Google. Now, these findings were actually reported to Google. And lo and behold, Google replied and said, all right, we'll get to the bottom of this and do an investigation. And believe it or not, they actually did an investigation and got to the bottom of it. Apparently, there was an issue with the touch control mechanism. No word yet if this is affecting all units or just some, but they have pushed out a software update to fix this problem. In fact, Google issued a statement saying that Google Home Team is aware of issues impacting a small number of Google Mini Home devices. Going on to say that we take users' privacy very seriously. We are talking about Google here, right? All right. After applying the update, if you're still having issues, then please feel free to contact Google Home Support, and they'd be happy to replace your Google Home Mini. Why does my gut tell me that this wasn't an issue? They were just hoping people wouldn't find it. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com is our official website. Blog, podcast, reviews, all of that over there for your enjoyment. And of course, if you do enjoy the BTN Network and you get a lot of entertainment out of us, consider donating to us. Simple to do, just key in paypal.me/BritishTech and enter what you think we're worth. You can check out our Facebook page, British Tech Network, and Instagram also at British Tech Network. We're on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And we also have our own own BTN community, we'd love for you to be a part of it. You can do that at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be returning for your Friday edition. Oh, yeah. We'll be getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope you're having a great Thursday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.